Attorney and political activist Cheyenne Hunt is the chair of Reckoning Action. She helped expose the sexual assault allegations against former congressman and California gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell through her social media activism.
There is a through line from Eric Swalwell to the Epstein files. There is a through line from P. Diddy to Project 2025. It's a culture of misogyny, ambient, structural, and in recent years, deliberate.
Hunt said attacks on reproductive care and attacks on gender equality in society are part of an organized attack on the societal gains women have made over the past few decades.
It continues in every state legislature where no-fault divorce is under attack. It continues in every state where a woman has faced a criminal investigation for pregnancy loss. In every community where a domestic violence shelter has had its funding pulled. In every comment section, every algorithm, every media narrative that tells women to be smaller, quieter, more grateful, and more compliant.
New Mexico Democratic Congresswoman Teresa Ledger Fernandez chairs the Democratic Women's Caucus. She talked about the need for an organization like Reckoning Action to amplify the voices of women who go up against powerful abusers.
This is exactly why we need an organized effort to fight back on all fronts, legally, politically, and publicly.
Ali Sammarco was one of the women who went public with her allegations against former Congressman Eric Swalwell. She alleges Swalwell sent her inappropriate and sexually explicit messages when she reached out to him to discuss politics and get career advice.
While some in Congress protect offenders within their own ranks, I'm so proud that my party believes women and holds its members to a higher standard. I'm proud to stand here with these women today. But this is not only a woman's fight. It is on each and every one of us to create the conditions where women are not only heard, but believed and feel safe enough to come forward.
In a statement, Reckoning Action said, quote, through its integrated advocacy and support model, Reckoning Action will work to connect survivors with legal and communications resources, build coalitions around state and federal policy fights impacting women, and develop research and narrative strategies designed to confront the resurgence of misogyny in public life, unquote. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.